Morning, everyone. If those songs didn't encourage you, you're very hard to be encouraged. Those are just, I needed that. And anyway, it's good to be here. You know, it's a little bit different than the last times, but you know, things happen. And we just have to walk this pathway of life the only way we know how, as Christians. That's just looking to our wonderful Lord and Savior. Used to, as your pastor, a number of years ago, when I would get up here, I'd try to always kind of try to bring a little something humorous or, you know, to get our minds off of the world and get them on ourselves and the Lord. And there was, you know, some little story, some little tale. And my wife, she always helped me in every way. And she didn't, you know, she didn't think maybe that was the right thing to do. So she got me, it's called Nuggets of Gold is what I have with you this morning. And they're little sayings that encouraging things that we, you know, help us as we walk this pathway of life. I want to share about two or three of them with you. It says the first one is, it is not enough for a gardener to love flowers. He must also hate weeds. A smile is a curve that can set a lot of things straight. Isn't that so true? And then the last one is, if your destination is heaven, take time to study the route that will get you there. And I thought those were little sayings that help us to realize, you know, that they all have a message to them, so to speak. And, you know, this morning, my desire is to share with you, people, it is so good, and I know most of you, I don't know every one of you, but I know most of you, and my hope and prayer for each one of us is that we know Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. And if we do that, we have won the victory, because even though we have ups and downs, you know, He's always there, just as your song says, you know, He never leaves us, He never forsakes us, He's always there. And, you know, I'm going through some trying times, but I'm going to be all right, because I've got my wonderful Lord and Savior to help me. So this morning, you know, I'm going to be reading from Ephesians chapter 4. And I'll start in verse 4 and read down, including verse 13. Verse 13, it will be the one that I'm really kind of looking at more so this morning than any of them. So if you have your Bible, you might, if you want to read along with me, you can turn to Philippians chapter 4, starting in verse 4 and reading down, including verse 13. These are old familiar scriptures that I'm sure you all know, and I hope and pray that we add them and apply to our lives and live from them, because they're such an encouraging. The great Apostle Paul is the author of this, and we know that, you know, as we look at our lives and kind of look at his life, boy, he had it rough, and we have it pretty easy. But, you know, he loved his wonderful Lord and Savior, and I'm sure that you do too. And I have realized in the last, well, Carol will be passed away 2 months tomorrow, and it's different. You know, I've learned a lot of things in the last couple of months that I didn't know before. I've learned how to use a washer. I've learned how to iron a little bit, you know. Don't look too close, because you probably see some wrinkles. But anyway, it's different. But you know, my rejoicing, if you can rejoice, is knowing where she's at. Amen. She loved her Savior. She was saved at the age of 14, and people, she lived her life, her spiritual life, quite a mess for me. But anyway, as we look at these verses of Scripture, you know, we have to look at our lives. You know, you and I today, and, you know, I look at myself and I think, well, I'm not fit for heaven according to God's Word, and not a one of us are on our own. We have to have Him. If we'll look to Him, and that's what I want to encourage us this morning as Christians, is that we just need to, more than anything else, as we walk this pathway of life, is to put our faith and trust in our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that gave His life sinless. He knew no sin. Gave His life that somebody like myself can have an eternity with Him and be with Him. And that's what I'm looking forward to, and I'm sure that's what you're looking forward to. So as we walk this pathway of life, you know, that last little verse that I read, if we're wanting to go to heaven, we need to be reading and studying the direction book. And this is it right here, the Bible, God's Word, that will inspire us and help us as we walk this pathway of life. And sometimes, you know, it's not easy, but, you know, the greatest thing that we know, and His Word tells us that, He never leaves us nor forsakes us. In all of our hurts and heartaches, He's right there to help us. And I have realized that so much in the last couple of months. You know, there is times when, you'll have to pardon me, but there's times when you just get so lonesome. And you just, Lord, help me. And you know, people, I have felt His presence so many times in those situations. He will just come, and some way, His way, He will just comfort you and let you know, that everything's going to be all right. She's in a wonderful, wonderful place. She's a place where she lived for 80 years. She had a birthday in February. And she was 80 in February, and she had a good life, and she loved Jesus. And that's what I want to impress on myself, and I want to impress on people today, is how that we need to realize the greatest gift that anyone could ever receive would be that gift, that most precious gift of salvation. And it's free. It don't, you know, we need to study. I'm not saying that. We need to study, you know, and apply ourselves to what the Word that we can add to our lives and help us. You know, we need to do that. And I wish I had done a lot more of it. But anyway, I want us to look at these verses right quickly, and we'll make a few comments. I'll try not to keep you too long. Last two or three times I've been down here, I felt sorry for Timmy Brenner. I took about a part of his time for his Sunday school lesson, but or teaching. But anyway, let's look at God's wonderful inspired Word. Starting in verse 4 of chapter 4, says, "Rejoice in the Lord." Now, when we look at that, you know, the great apostle Paul said, "Rejoice." You know, he was going through all kinds of situations. Matter of fact, he was in jail at this time. And he was going through all these. But he says, rejoice. Be happy. Thank the Lord that you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And when we can rejoice, you know, our attitudes change. Our lifestyles, you know, are different. They're happier. We have a whole different personality first when we put Him first in our lives. And that's what we need to be doing. So rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." You know, that's such an encouraging couple of verses there, that we need to think on those things and not the things of the world. When we start, you know, looking at the world and the worldly ways, brothers and sisters, we're just kind of looking for disappointments. But when we look on the spiritual ways of life, and that's what he's instructed us here to do, these are the things that are value in your life that will help you and encourage you even in very trying times. He has the knowledge. Jesus has the knowledge to help us even in those times. It says, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Now that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned to be whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to abase and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Now listen to this verse, and you all know it, I'm sure. Verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And boy, have I ever learned a lot of the meaning of that wonderful verse of Scripture. When he is with us, you know, things that it's sometimes kind of humorous, you know, because I don't ever remember using an iron to iron my clothes. And so when it came time that, you know, I had washed the other day and I had some shirts that I had to iron. And so I called, matter of fact, Johnny Lee, and I called some other two or three, how do you iron a shirt? You know, when I had a little bit of experience when I was in the service when I first went aboard ship, I worked in the laundry department. But then everything was pressed, you know, had a pressure thing. You didn't have to take the iron and run it over it time and time again. And so I learned a little bit about kind of, you know, why the ironing board has a place up here. You know, that's where you put the neck of your shirt and stuff and get it ironed out. And I think, anyway, that's what they told me. But anyway, people, you can do so much more than you realize when you have to. But the thing that we need to do in those situations is to rely on Jesus, because he loves us. He wants the very best for us. And when, you know, when we get to situations that we just say, Lord, I don't know how to do this. I can't handle this. Will you help me? And you can always find a friend. You know, we hear a lot of things that's happening in the world today, and some of it is not good, but I want to tell you, through all of my times here in the last couple of months and all of my life, you know, there's a lot of good people in this world. Amen. There's a lot of people that want to help you and encourage you. You know, and we just need to realize that and just pray to the Lord that they will, you know, they're right there. If we just, you know, through Carol's sickness, and it was short, but I tell you what, people, the doctors and the nurse, everyone, and they still today, they call me all the time and say, Jack, listen, if we can help you any way, day or night, just call and let us know, and we'll be there. So I just thank the Lord for that love that he has put into people's hearts, that they have the desire in their heart that they want to help and encourage one another. There's, you know, this book of Philippians it's such a wonderful, it's only four chapters, but people, we need to read it and study it and apply it. That's the whole thing to our lives. I just want to point out two or three things here. In this, that joy is a source of power. Prayer is a secret of power. Studying the Word is where we find refuge and protection. And what we're going to be looking at mostly this morning, right quickly, in Christ, we have the satisfaction of prayer. And this is what I want us to realize today. You as brothers and sisters together, and you that know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, oh, how we just need to know more about Him. And we do that by studying His Word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. And that's what we need. We live, you know, we live and walk by faith, not by sight. We live, that's what His Word tells us. We walk by faith, and that's what we need to know how to live, that we can put our faith and trust in this wonderful, wonderful Savior that you and I have. You know, it's just so fascinating. You know, the great Apostle Paul, in his situation at this time, people, he was a prisoner in Rome, and he was having a lot of problems, but he had learned to rejoice. And as we walk this pathway of life, and I repeat myself over and over, we're going to have problems, brothers and sisters. We're going to have some things that's going to hurt. But, you know, He is right here with us. He loves us. He loves us so much. And this is what we need to stress over and over to a lost world out here. I can't believe some of the things that's happening in America today. With the lifestyle that people are living, and they seem to have no fear whatsoever of Jesus and the Lord. They don't have that love in their hearts that they want to share with other people. We're not telling people about Jesus and the wonderful love that He has for us. You know, no greater love than that than you can have than to have Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And we find here, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You know, even though this verse is one of the most popular in the New Testament, many people have not learned to apply it properly for their lives, that they can have the peace and the joy that God wants them to have. He has everything that we need if we'll just put our faith and trust in Him. You know, one of the things, you know, the things that you and I say matter a lot. Sometimes, you know, I'm always mouthing off when I should be listening. But, you know, our mind, our attitude that we can have when Jesus, you know, it makes a difference, you know, in your life. You know, verses 7 and 8, you know, those are verses that we just need to study over and over and over. That we can have that rejoicing, even in, you know, the great Apostle Paul was going through some trying times. I'm going through some trying times, and probably some of you are as well. But I want you to know, brothers and sisters, we have all the help that we need. You know, I have learned a lot of things, you know, that I knew before, but they have come a reality. And some of the things my little tonight mind will just not comprehend what the wonderful love that Jesus Christ has for you and I, and the place that He has prepared, you know, for us, that we can spend an eternity with Him in a wonderful, wonderful place. You know, there'll be no sickness. Oh, I love that over there in Revelation chapter 21. Those verses starting in verse 4 and reading, you know, there's no sickness. There's no crying. Can you imagine a place like that? I haven't ever seen it here yet, have you? I mean, well, I'm happy, but, you know, people, that's going to be wonderful. There's no cancer in heaven. Everything is going to be wonderful. And we just need, we can go there. And all of you, I hope and pray, know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. That's the first step in our life. When we come to the age of accountability, we just need to realize that truth. And it don't happen overnight. We have to study. We have to learn. We have to read God's Word. And we have to apply it to our lives. And that's how we grow. And that's how we mature spiritually. You know, it is a wonderful thing to know Jesus Christ. You know, we either speak, you know, words when we talk, you know, so many times. You know, we speak some life-giving words or that it cheers people up, but we also, so many times, we can use this the opposite and say those words that, you know, keep people from having the joy and the pleasure that they need to have. Things that maybe hurt instead of help. So we just need to look at our lives and be sincere, you know, truthful. Not just a words, but heart. You know, salvation is of the heart. When, you know, it's a heart thing. When you feel and know Jesus Christ in your heart, and you know that what you're doing is right, it's such a wonderful feeling, isn't it? But also, it's just, you know, the Holy Spirit, it just, when we're not doing what we should be doing, when we're not saying and encouraging like we should be doing as Christians, we don't have that peace and we don't have that joy that God wants you and I to have. So there's a lot of things that, you know, I have some things written down here that, you know, are reminders, you know, statements like, I can't do it, I'm not good enough, I'm going to fail. People, those are not encouraging words. Those are words that do not help, you know. And when you start saying those kind of things, you know, have you ever noticed it seems to feel drained of energy, so to speak, when we constantly are saying, oh, I'm not healthy, I'm tired, I'm getting old. You know, people, I'm 83 past, and I am so thankful. I wish, if I'm going to live to be 90, I wish I was 90, because I'm going to a better place. You know, there's sickness here, there's hurt, our hearts hurt here, you know, and but it's not going to be that way in heaven. So shouldn't we be telling people, shouldn't we be telling these people out here in the world that don't know Jesus, that's our job as Christians, telling them about this wonderful, wonderful love that only comes through the love of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a Savior we have. It just makes your heart rejoice, you know, to realize that one of these days, there's a lot I met with one of my old pastors the other day, and we were talking, and there was, you know, there was things in that I don't know about eternity, but I had read, and, you know, Carol will not be my wife in heaven. And that really hurt. That really, I couldn't get that. And he said, Jack, his first wife had died. I knew her. She was a wonderful Christian lady. And she had passed away. And in a little while later, you know, he remarried another good Christian woman. And he said, Jack, he said, if we were married in heaven, you know, he said, which one would I be married to? The Lord has worked it out. I couldn't get that through my head. We're the church is going to be his bride, people. And you and I that know Jesus Christ are his church. And it helped me so much to get to visit with him and talk. And he explained it to me. You know, Jack, I loved them both. And he did, and he was good. And you know, but he said, if we was married in heaven, which one would be my wife? So that was one of the things that was straightened out that helped me, you know. No darkness. I mean, there'll be no night in heaven. You ever think, did you read that? It'll all be light. You know, Jesus will be the light. There'll be no darkness. And I love to sleep. So what am I going to do? You know, these are things, that's why we need to study these words and just turn it over to Jesus, because he knows exactly what's going to be happening in that place. He's got it all, he had it figured out a long time before we were ever known. You know, it's all been figured out. But you know, it's questions that you ask. How? Why, Jesus? And it's all right here, people. If we study it and learn, the Holy Spirit will teach us and help us to know that, you know, it's going to be a lot better up there than it is down here. And that's what I want to impress on people now, you know, that the thing they need more than anything else is to know Jesus Christ. And Christians, not just to know him, but to live for him. Let him guide our lives. I don't know what in the world I would have done if Jesus hadn't come and guided me, you know, and I've still got a ways to go, but I'm going to make it. because I'm looking to Him. I've studied, as a pastor, you have to prepare messages and everything, and you have to study the Word of God. But now then, I'm living to live for Jesus, to tell people about Him. You know, that should be our lives as Christians, that we just love Him so much, that we just, He's just such a part of us, that we just want to share with those that do. There's a lot of people out here in the world that do not know Jesus, and it's getting worse to me. I see so much change, especially in the last 4 or 5 years. I just can't believe how, we're not looking to Jesus, the one that has, and I believe the answer is because we Christians are not sharing Him with the world, a lost and dying world. And people, until we get back and putting Him first in our lives and telling people about this wonderful love, it's not going to get any better. So that's my point of right now of coming down here this morning. I was at Rondo. That's the Lord. Since Carol passed away, I have had an opportunity to preach in a church somewhere ever since that time on a Sunday. You know, and I just don't. You know, I had retired. And I wasn't working, spiritually like I knew I should be. I wasn't getting out and visiting people. And now then, next Sunday is homecoming up at Mount Zion. We left here. When we left here, we went to Mount Zion and pastored up there. And they called me the other day and wanted me to come and bring the message. Well, I told them, I said, I hadn't gone. I went to Rondo last Sunday, and I'd never been behind the pulpit since Carol had passed away. I turned them down. I said, just give me time. I said, I just don't feel like I'm ready right now. And, it's still hard, but I want people to know about Jesus. Oh, that is the answer, people, to all of our problems, is we have to know Him and we have to live for Him and tell people about Him. But anyway, a lot of things that I'm not sharing with you that I wanted to share, but Paul had been converted, he had died of his old ways of living. What a change. You look at his life, on the road to Damascus there, we hear the story here, got out here in God's Word, how the Lord came to him, and he was going out and persecuting Christians. I mean, he was solely intent on the work that he was doing. He was sincere. He was sincere, but wrong. And so many times, I too can be sincere and not be right. So that's why I need this. I need to know how to live. I need to know how to live that I can have that peace and that joy in my heart, that I can help other people and that I can tell them about Jesus. That is our job as a Christian. That's our work, is to glorify Him. I realize all these here wonderful things and that I haven't been doing enough of. And I feel guilty. But now then, I just want to glorify Jesus. That's what I live for. I hope, I don't have a long time left here. I'm going to heaven. I know where I'm going, just like Carol, when the doctor told her, said, Carol, you got cancer. And she told him, she said, doctor, she said, I've been a Christian since I was 14 years old. She said, I know where I'm going. And she said, I don't want to go through all this hurt. Carol was quite conservative. She said, I don't want to spend all that money. And then about 2 or 3 years, you come and tell me, well, Carol, the cancer's all over you. We can't do anything more for you. She said, I'm ready to go. And people, as I look back, I mean, she lasted a month from the time that she was diagnosed with cancer till the day that she died was 1 month. God just came, and she didn't hurt. She didn't hurt. You know, the doctor, when he, first of all, they found this little spot on her lung. And her doctor said, "I'm sending you to Dr. Leo." So he, the next day, he took a biopsy of that. And it was, he told her, said, "Carol," said, "you got cancer." But she said, "Doctor, I don't hurt up here." She said, "I hurt right here where I hurt. Right, my kidney." He said, "You get right back over there and take another MRI." And she did. I've never seen a doctor's face look so surprised when he read the results. He said, "Carol," he said, "that cancer is as big as your kidney." Said, "I don't know." Said, "We're going to use a different medicine on her." And it was, her immune system was supposed to overcome the cancer virus. And it was the cancer was too big. And she lasted a month. But she didn't hurt. That's what, you know, just thrills your heart. God just came and got her and took her home. And she's happy today. You know, she's where she had lived to be. And people, that's what we should be doing. We should be so thankful that we have Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. He loves us, and we need to love Him. And that's what I want. That's what I'm trying to share, is that we just need to love Jesus and live for Him, that we can do what is right and pleasing. You know, I don't know. Did any of you ever remember hearing David Ring? You know, he had cerebral palsy. You remember, you know, I think he was at the First Baptist Church in Bolivar at one time. And he, you know, he couldn't walk and he couldn't talk, you know. But he could share the Word of God. And he led many, many to the Lord in his, you know. And people, you know, I can't half talk, but I can talk. And that's what we need to be doing. That's what's going to change if, you know, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then you'll hear from heaven. That's what he said. That's right there in God's word. Why are we not doing that? I hope and pray that you are doing that. And I'm talking to a bunch of people this morning that says, "Hey, Brother Jack, we're doing that." And I, you know, that's great. Because that's our job as a Christian, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this morning, I came down here this morning for one purpose, and that's, you know, I just want to share the love of Jesus and help us, encourage us to, you know, read His Word. I have read and studied, really, His Word stronger in the last 2 months than I ever did before. Because now then, I want to know what I need to be doing to bring glory and honor to Him. And I believe that's your desire as well. And I can tell you, you know, study God's Word and share with others out there that don't know Him. It's not easy. Oh, they'll make fun of you and everything, but that's our work, is to tell, that's to get the word out about how wonderful He is. And He is, people. I can be so brokenhearted, you know, that I just hurt. Just feels like your heart's coming out. And I'll say, "Jesus, I just can't bear this." And you know, I can just feel His presence. You can't, more than once. He will just come and let you realize and know that, you know, He's with you. He'll help you. And He wants to help us. And that's my prayer. That's my desire. That I can just share His Word and His ways. That we can just grow stronger in Him, in Jesus. and just believe on Him and apply. You know, it's I think it's over in the book of James. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. We need to be doers, people. We need to share that wonderful, wonderful love that only Jesus can give. And you know, it's hard to imagine that He loved us so much that He would give His perfect life. Knew no sin. He's the only one that never knew no sin. God's Son, and He died for my sins, for somebody like me. He died on that cross and saved my sinful soul. And one of these days, I'm going to be with Him. I'm going to be with Carol. I'm going to be with all those that put Him first in their life. Yeah. And people, it's going to be wonderful. You know, it's going to be wonderful. I think my time is about up. But anyway, I hope something of encouragement has been said this morning to help us that we just want to love Him more. We just want to tell people about Him, you know. And if we really want to, he'll give us all the opportunity and that we need to do that. But let's be doers of the word and not hearers only. Okay?